Chapter 7, Working with ChatGPT in Education. In this chapter, Constructing New Educator AI Aids, Understanding Critical Thinking Strategies, Creating Personalized Learning Opportunities, Grasping Why Banning ChatGPT from Schools is a Bad Idea. When ChatGPT was introduced, students immediately began using it to do their homework. However, many chose to use it to not help with their homework, but to do it for them. Educators were not amused. A kerfuffle followed as educators and parents fretted that ChatGPT was an instrument for cheating and would rob students of their ability to hone critical thinking skills. The worriers were only partly right. Cheaters are going to cheat, and teachers have to catch them if they can. This task is not easy because ChatGPT generates text that is difficult to distinguish from human writing. However, educators are adept at catching cheaters. For decades, they've confiscated crib notes, barred calculator use in classes and tests, busted test ringers, checked dutifully for plagiarism, and generally outed the ne'er-do-wells and the ethically impaired. So really, ChatGPT brings nothing new to this front. And catching cheaters who use ChatGPT may be easier than catching those who use more traditional tools. For example, you can't catch a cheater who used a calculator unless you see the device, because you can't prove a student did wrong by the mere presence of a right answer. ChatGPT, on the other hand, delivers plenty of wrong answers that can help educators snare wrongdoers. Plus, ChatGPT can be so convincing with its hallucinations that students won't catch on that the answer it gave is incorrect unless they know the correct answer already or look it up to check. It's almost a comical case of cheating gone wrong, as learning happens anyways. ChatGPT also tends to favor and endlessly repeat phrases in its answers. This behavior makes finding cheaters easier, because software and professors can look for repetitious phrases in an individual student's assignment and across the homework of many students. At some point, educators will be able to simply ask an AI model who cheated on a test or an assignment, and it will either confess or point out the evidence. Imagine using a scanner or phone camera to feed into an AI model several classes worth of assignments. Within minutes, the AI model would grade the assignments, find what each student struggled with in the assignment, offer personalized suggestions, and collar the cheaters too. In this chapter, I don't spend time on how ChatGPT can be used to cheat, because that will get sorted in due time. Instead, this chapter is about how educators can use ChatGPT to better serve their students by offering more personalized support and instruction. Flipping critical thinking to a new learning model. As mentioned, some are concerned that students who use AI will miss out on developing critical thinking skills. This problem can be prevented by flipping the teaching model. Generally, students are taught information and then quizzed. With ChatGPT, the student must ask the right question to unlock the information, an approach that's the reverse of how critical thinking is traditionally taught and tested. ChatGPT's outputs are only as good as the inputs a human gives it. For students to prompt the AI to deliver the answers they seek, they'll need to think carefully and critically about how to word their query or command first. Teaching students how to think about and write prompts is an effective way to help them develop critical thinking skills. Consider and compare the following two examples. Figure 7-1 in the print and ebook versions of the book shows a basic prompt and ChatGPT's response. Figure 7-2 shows a more thoughtful and strategic prompt, which elicited a more sophisticated and useful response. This comparison helps illustrate why critical thinking provides a distinct advantage in getting the most out of ChatGPT. Prompting is so essential to leveraging ChatGPT and other AI models that prompt engineering is a critical skill in the AI field. Teaching students critical thinking skills to use in crafting prompts will ensure that they have a necessary job skill and a bright employment future. Companies will pay big bucks for talented prompt engineers, at least for a while. Eventually, AI models will get better at guessing a user's intention, even if the quality of their prompt is poor. AutoGPT, another emerging AI model, is already capable of making its own prompts from a user's mere suggestion. This improvement will go a long way in making the benefits of AI accessible to everyone, but it won't eliminate the need for creative and critical thinking. In this age of AI, those who can wield these tools well will prosper, which makes critical thinking skills and prompt engineering excellent job skills for educators to teach and for educators to learn. Leveraging ChatGPT to aid overworked educators. Educators are notoriously overworked and underappreciated. ChatGPT can help alleviate at least some of the strain. For example, it can be used to grade assignments and to do so with deeper analysis than educators have time to do. ChatGPT can deliver scores as well as suggestions on where each student is struggling and how the educator can help them in a personalized teaching or mentoring plan. And ChatGPT can do all this in minutes. Homework, test, and project scores can be computed instantly when students turn them in. Or educators and assistants can use AI to score the entire class before the educator heads home at the end of the workday. ChatGPT can also be useful in quickly developing or adapting lesson plans and completing other work that educators need to do, from ordering supplies to completing tasks required by administration. Figure 7-3 is an example of how ChatGPT can write lesson plans. Its response was pasted into a Word document to show more of its responses here. Responses can be quite lengthy and detailed, but educators can prompt ChatGPT to condense responses if desired. Imagine how educators will feel when they get their private time back without any loss in the quality of education they deliver. Changing how subjects are taught. ChatGPT plugins already exist to help students learn. More are on the horizon, and even more are yet to be imagined. One example is the Speak plugin for ChatGPT, which is shown in Figure 7-4. The prompt asks ChatGPT to evaluate a student's attempt at translating a question from English to Spanish, and to show additional responses in the three most common Spanish dialects. Note that the AI understood the task, even with the typo in the prompt. ChatGPT could have attempted this task on its own and would have likely succeeded, but its response is far more accurate with the Speak plugin. Speak is a specialized foreign language translation tool, whereas ChatGPT is a general language tool, albeit one that can converse in several natural human languages. I installed Speak from the plugin store, which you can access by clicking the down arrow to the right of plugins at the top right of the ChatGPT user interface, as shown in Figure 7-5. As you can see, I've installed several plugins. ChatGPT automatically chooses the appropriate one for any given task. By installing the plugins you think you'll need for the project at hand, you'll get better results from your prompts. The Plugins Alpha selection under the Models menu is an early version of a ChatGPT model that will automatically find, install, and use plugins as ChatGPT needs them to answer your prompt. Don't panic if you go to ChatGPT and don't see a way to get to the plugin store. It probably means that ChatGPT no longer needs you to do that manually. Another plugin example is Duolingo Max, But in this case, ChatGPT is being plugged into Duolingo Max instead of the other way around, like the Speak plugin. Duolingo Max provides two useful learning tools, Explain My Answer and Role Play. With a simple tap, foreign language learners can enter a chat with ChatGPT to get an explanation of why their answer was right or wrong, as well as further clarification if they want. Figure 7-6 shows an Explain My Answer chat on a mobile phone. Role Play allows Duolingo Max learners to hold real-world practice conversations with ChatGPT. The AI mentors learners on fine-tuning their use of a new language so that they become more fluent and their word choices more natural for different types of encounters and scenarios. Figure 7-7 shows an example of role play on a mobile phone. Other ChatGPT plugins will similarly make existing educational apps more powerful and easier to use. Eventually, AI will become an educator's super app, meaning a single entity capable of helping educators and students with almost anything. I'm excited to see how educators will leverage this new tool to reform education and flex their teaching skills to the max in the process. These are indeed exciting times for all. Banning ChatGPT stifles education. Banning ChatGPT from schools and education programs is a dire mistake. AI is here to stay and is reshaping the nature of work and indeed the human experience. Educators who do not guide students through this transition are doing them an injustice. Navigating and functioning in the world without AI skills will soon be as difficult as getting by without computer skills and internet access. The better course is to acknowledge that change really is the only constant, and that it's the duty of educators to help students master each new turn. Teach accordingly. Educators are the ones who move a society forward and enable it to adapt.